All right, excellent. We have another AFCO testimony to share with you today. AFCO only has about 6 weeks left, which is incredible. It's winding up very quickly, but we're looking forward to having Jeremy share his testimony today. Jeremy, his wife Elizabeth, and their two little adorable daughters are from the East Coast, and Jeremy has given up his career or set it aside for the time because he truly desired to seek God's will for his life, to come through the AFCO training. His wife and his daughters are a part of the program as well, and so we look forward to hearing more of his testimony this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I appreciate this chance to be here. Honestly, I never have talked about my life, my testimony, ever. I didn't really even think I really had a testimony until I was given this opportunity to kind of reflect and just kind of think about what God has done. But I went over everything, and it ended up being like 40 minutes. So... So I'm going to just kind of hit some highlights that I think made a difference in my life and stuff. I was born, my name is actually George Jeremy Ammon. I was named George after my father, so I go by Jeremy. It's just the way I've always been. But I was born in 1972. I have two brothers, a family that just really loves me. Mom and Dad were always Seventh-day Adventists, and so I grew up a Seventh-day Adventist in northern Wisconsin, though. So it's a great place to grow up for a boy because it's just all wilderness and lakes and rivers and small towns. It's as a boy, I didn't think there could be anything better than that. Snow on the ground for maybe 5 months out of the year, and it was great. Went to public school, which the little grade school up there was just perfect, too. Couple things happened, I think, early on that kind of made a difference in my life. One was that the first day I was in kindergarten, and I went to the lunch lady, because we were Adventists, we ate every other kind of wild game, but we didn't eat pork. You know, that was like the health message up there. And so I told her, I don't eat pig meat, you know, and so she took that as I don't eat any meat. And so from day one, my entire grade school, I was probably the only kid in the state of Wisconsin back in the 70s that had a vegetarian lunch. She provided my own special little lunch every day. And so I think God was working early on in my life to know the health message, because I wouldn't have had a clue otherwise. Something else, though, there was also negative influences even back then. And the one that really stands out was that the bus to go to school was maybe a 15-minute drive or so, and the bus driver was pretty much a certifiable nut. I mean, he had these two big speakers mounted to the front of the bus and an 8-track player that he would just play heavy metal, rock and roll, just continually. So I was kind of indoctrinated with heavy metal, rock and roll music from the time I couldn't even read or write, you know, and 15 minutes to school, 15 minutes back home. That's just, I just thought that was the way it was. So I never said anything to Mom and Dad, but I grew up just loving this music, just, you know, from grade school. I was always a good kid in school, but kind of came to the point where, you know, you just rebel, stop caring about school, and grades started, you know, going worse and worse because of that. Things got bad to worse from grade school to junior high. Junior high, they put all the schools together. There's a couple of Indian reservations up there too. And once they combined everything, then suddenly, seventh and eighth grade was just full of drugs, alcohol, smoking, pornography. I mean, even in this young seventh and eighth grade, you're just exposed to all this stuff. Even my school books, they never got anything new up there, so all the books were year after year, you just used everybody's school books, and so, you know, my school books had rolled ripped pages in them, and everybody was drawing dirty messages all over them, and I mean, it was just like, they should have tossed this stuff. I can't believe that they were keeping them as school books up there, but so you just get exposed to all this kind of stuff early on, and I always knew I was a Christian through it all. I I thought I could balance it out maybe, you know, but you want to also be cool at the same time. And so you want to try to fit in and kind of go partway with your friends and stay with God. I kind of felt like maybe Peter at the time or something, where maybe I was with my family or with the church and I was strong, but then with my friends, I wanted to kind of, you know, fit in or something more. So that's just kind of the way it was. After eighth grade, my mom and dad moved us down to North Carolina. They wanted to get us out of that environment. It's great to be a boy there, not to grow up and be a man there. My dad was 20 years almost as a logger, and pretty much everyone up there is a logger. And then you get done at night and you go to the bar and get drunk. You know, I praise the Lord that my father wasn't like that. He was a family man. He loved the Lord, and he was just a wonderful example on my life. But everyone else up there, that's pretty much the way it was. So they moved us down to North Carolina. They put us in Academy, Mount Pisgah Academy. But I kind of brought that idea that I didn't really care about school through that as well. And so I didn't really try through Academy. I just kind of barely made my way through. That's all I really cared about. In my mind, I thought I wanted to just get out of school and go work on a fishing boat in Alaska or be a mountain guide in Montana or something. I just didn't care about learning. But a couple things happened to change all that. And I'm trying to just kind of speed it up, because like I said, it was like 40 minutes when I tried this. But but when I did finally my senior year, I got a teacher that was teaching Bible class. And she, the year before, actually, I failed Bible class, if you can believe it. I mean, of all things to fail, I just didn't care. I just didn't try. I didn't try to anything. I was happy to pass with D's or D minuses. It was okay with me. But this Bible teacher was kind of giving us the course outline, talking to us about, you know, what the requirements were. And I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard her say, you know, if you just do this and nothing else, you'll pass with a D minus. And so to me, I'm like, you know, wait a minute, what, you know? And so I went up and I asked her afterwards, and I'm like, you know, what's this about passing with a D minus for not doing anything? And she said, well, if you read this book, and it was the story of redemption. She said, you read this book and you give me a report on each chapter. You don't have to do anything else in my class if that's what you want, and you'll still pass with a D minus. And so for me, I was like, well, that's perfect. And so that's what I did. I didn't even bring a pen or paper to her class. I didn't do anything. But I would go home and I read the chapter, and I mean, I was just like, whoa. I'm like, I can't believe what I'm reading here. And so I would go and I would tell her what I read, and I remember I was telling Mom and Dad what I was reading. And I mean, it was just like this seed was planted suddenly in my soul, you know, that there's something here. And I was just, I couldn't believe what I read out of that book. And so the seed was planted, but it took a while to grow. I still chose for a while to just goof off with my friends. You know, Mom and Dad didn't have a clue, but, you know, heavy metal, rock and roll was what I was all into, because I had been all my life, practically. They just didn't know it. So you know, after my senior year, just hanging out with my buddies, I mean, that's all we cared about, was just, you know, listening to heavy metal and girls and sports, and that's about it, you know. We didn't really care about much more than that. We knew there was more. We were all Adventist Christians, at least we were raised that way, but I didn't really care. But then something happened suddenly that really just made me think hard, and that was one night after being out late with them. I came home after just, you know, being out late and just listening to the music and goofing off and doing whatever, and yeah, everybody's sleeping, so I came home, I just kind of snuck in the house, went to bed. And as soon as I laid down, I just, something wasn't right. I just, there's something not right. And suddenly, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like this force just pushing down on me. And I was just like paralyzed in my bed. And I felt like I was going to just bust through my mattress to the floor or something. And it just scared me to death. And I didn't know what it was. And all I could do was just say, Jesus. And when I said that, it went away. And you know, I just kind of played it off and rolled over and went to bed. But then the next night I did the same thing and then came home late and it happened again. And it pretty much just happened every night. I kept going out and it kept happening every single night. And I started realizing, you know, that I'm at the verge of something really bad here could happen or something. And I was really getting scared. And so I knew that something needed to change. And at that time, pretty much God brought a change to my life. He brought my wife, Elizabeth, into my life. And we started dating. And she's just been a wonderful influence on my life. I started realizing that there's something more important than just goofing off with my buddies and getting into trouble and working on a fishing boat in Alaska. And so I, you know, we dated for 3 years. We were engaged for a year. And when I asked her to marry me, I kind of decided that I don't want to just be a goof off as a husband or something. I wanted to be a husband. And I'd always heard that The Great Controversy was a great book. I just never took time to read it. And so I decided I would. And I did. I read The Great Controversy. And when I was finished, you know, I thought to myself, wow, I didn't really get much out of that. I didn't have a good reading level because I'd goofed off all my life. And so the only book I'd read was The Story of Redemption. And that was because I had to pass this class. Outside of that, it was Mad magazines and comic books pretty much. And so, you know, I read The Great Controversy. I didn't get much out of it. I knew it was because of me. And so I read it again. And I got a little more out of it that time. And I just read it again and again until it started making sense and I started understanding the stories that I was reading. And by that time, a year had gone by and we did get married, but this spark just continued to grow. And so I just decided I was going to read the whole Conflict of the Ages series. And so, you know, Patriarchs, Prophets and Kings, Desire of Ages, Acts of the Apostles, Great Controversy again. I couldn't get enough suddenly. I just wanted to keep reading and reading and you know, got the Steps of Christ and Sanctified Life and Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, Christ's Object Lessons. I just, at that point, I couldn't get enough. I was just like, I wanted to keep learning and reading. And finally, God had awakened my mind, you know. And so I praise him for that. And my life hasn't been, you know, all rainbows and roses after that. I mean, I've had lots of falls. And I think, you know, a lot of people do. I never had a Damascus Road experience in my life. I guess I've had things that have happened that have caused me to rethink, but and because of that I never thought I had a testimony, because everybody else has these single things that happen that just totally change them, and I've never had that in my life. And so I appreciate this chance to share with you guys. I hope it's made sense. I've tried to just go fast, but God has just been continually working on my life, and I can see that from the start. And even though I left him, I know he's never left me, and that he's always been there trying to pull me back again. And even since that time, I can see that he's still working on my life. When I learned I was going to be a father, it scared me to death that I was not going to be a good one and that I wasn't going to be ready for this. And I remember just a week or so before Elizabeth went in to have our first little girl, Daphne, I couldn't sleep. I was just like so scared that I wasn't going to be a good father to her and I was going to do it wrong or something. And I couldn't go to sleep. It was like 2:30 in the morning. I was just kneeling at the couch pleading with God to show me something. And suddenly Isaiah 41 just shot into my mind, you know, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not afraid, for I am thy God. You know, I mean, that just flashed into my mind. And I just knew that, you know, God was telling me is just stay faithful to me, stay with me, and I'll take care of the rest. You don't have to worry about this. And just immediately this just peace just flooded over me. And I just felt tired and I went to sleep suddenly, you know, and I just knew that you know, God would be with me if I chose to be with him, you know, and I didn't have to fear or worry. And so, you know, all my life I've always wanted to do something for God. Even though I've walked away from him at times, I still knew what was right, and I knew that he was with me. And, you know, AFCO has been such a blessing here, to be here. You know, I have a heating and air conditioning business back home, but you just look around at while you're working, or, you know, I'd be sitting on a building or something and just looking down at the street or something and just wondering how many people, you know, don't even know God. It's just, you know, and how can you share with people? How can you tell them about him? And so, you know, that's why it's just been such a blessing to be at AFCO, to be with a group of people that really have this desire to want to learn what God's will is, and to want to serve the Lord. And I just praise him every day for this opportunity to be here. And I thank you guys for this opportunity to share. Sorry if it didn't make much sense, but can we just close with a prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each of our lives. I thank you for the stories that you've given each of us. And I thank you for the opportunity that we have to share your love with this world. Help us to be true to you and to be honest with ourselves and with you, Lord. Help us to reflect your image and to just honor you with our lives. For I ask this in Jesus' name, amen.